I'm your host, Jalou Piccolo, and with this podcast, I'll be helping you create connections and build respectful relationships with your readers so you can promote yourself authentically and sell your work effectively. I want to show you that creating an author brand, managing your social media presence, designing and running an author newsletter, and marketing your work doesn't have to be overwhelming, uncomfortable, or time-consuming. And in fact, it can actually be a lot of fun. Don't believe me? Stick around, you'll see. I'm sure you've read newsletters you really didn't enjoy, either because they were salesy or because they felt intrusive. And you may be thinking that all newsletters are like that. But here's the good news. You get to decide what your newsletter is going to be like, and it'll probably be a lot like you. Your newsletter is not going to be spammy. It's going to be thoughtful, relevant, interesting, and focused on creating meaningful and authentic connections between your ideal reader and yourself. It's going to look like a friendly relationship between people who respect and like each other, because that's essentially what an author newsletter is. If you haven't listened to episodes 1 to 5 of Kidlit Marketing Made Easier, take the time to do so, because I've covered what book marketing is, how you can get started on book marketing, how marketing for Kidlit authors is different, how to start an author newsletter, and how to nurture your newsletter marketing mindset. In the last episode on nurturing your newsletter mindset, I asked you to sign up to some author newsletters, that was your homework, and to jot down some things you liked or found interesting about them. Today, we're going to add some new ideas to that list, and then you can get started on planning your very own newsletter. Now, there are probably dozens of ways to design an author newsletter, but let's make this simple and create one with just three parts to it. The first part, a featured topic. The second part, something you want to promote. And the third part, news. We're going to break down each part so you know what to include in each of them. And of course, these are just examples to get you started, but you can do whatever you like with your newsletter. Perhaps you want to swap the parts around, add an extra part, or take one out. It's all up to you, and it's all good. There aren't any rules. Now, part one is the part that has most authors raking their fingers down their cheeks and wailing into the wind, what am I supposed to talk about? So to help you out, I've created a PDF list of 24 topics for you, 12 for fiction and 12 for nonfiction that you can find in the show notes. If you're wondering where these show notes are, you'll find them on my website at loupiccolo.com under the podcast tab. Each podcast episode has its own show notes that are basically blog posts. Just go to episode number 6 called What Do I Talk About in My Author Newsletter, and you'll find the link in the body of the text and also at the end of the show notes in a list. For now, let's have a look at one example for fiction. You can share bonus information that won't make it into your book. Right now, I'm writing a middle grade historical verse novel that's rooted in history, obviously, because it's historical, but it's fictional. I've been doing a lot of research to ground me in the era I'm writing about, and I've learned so many wildly interesting facts, but I can't weave them all into the story without overwhelming readers. So I've had to make some really tough decisions about what I'm keeping and what I'm letting go. What I can do with the information I have to let go is share it with my newsletter subscribers as bonus, behind-the-scenes information I use to help create my plot and characters during my writing process. Now, not only is this information interesting, but it gives subscribers an exclusive peek into understanding how a character came about, for example. The second part of your newsletter means talking about something you want to promote. This can be anything you want to draw attention to. It doesn't even need to be about you or your books. You could use this part in your newsletter to give a little love to a fellow author, a critique partner, or a writing contest you normally participate in and enjoy. And although it can be, it doesn't have to be something you're selling. It can be a giveaway, a book launch, an event you'll be speaking at. It's up to you. If you don't have anything to put in this part of your newsletter right now, don't fret. You can leave it out until you do have something to promote. Last, part three is all about news. In the beginning, you may not have a lot of news to share with subscribers, but the more you write, the more you'll have to say. Maybe you've just joined the 12 by 12 picture book challenge for the first time this year. Or you entered the Searchlight Writing for Children Awards novel opening contest with your middle grade novel and you're on the long list. Perhaps you submitted a manuscript to an agent and you're waiting to hear back from them and you need a little hand-holding. Were you a finalist in Vivian Kirkfield's 50 Precious Words, or did you send in a poem to the school magazine and you've just received an email saying they want to publish it? Not only does putting this sort of information in your newsletter allow your subscribers to join in the celebrations with you, it also gives them information about writing opportunities they may not know about and inspires them to put their own work out there. Author newsletters are all about creating community and relationships. Now, this is a shorter episode because I'm going to give you some time to download the 24 content ideas for author newsletters and to read through them. Then I'd like you to start adding ideas to the list in the space I've left for you. If you're planning to send out a newsletter once a month, you only need 12 ideas for each part of your newsletter for the entire year. Now, that's not so many when you think of it that way, is it? So take the time to map out an idea for each month for each part of your newsletter. If there are some months you can't fill out for the moment, that's okay. You'll find ideas as time goes by on social media, in forums, while chatting with a friend, or just watching TV. Don't worry about it now, but keep adding to the list whenever you think of something you'd like to share with your subscribers. Tune in to the next episode of Kidlit Marketing Made Easier podcast, where we'll be taking a look at voice. Now, you're probably thinking, what is she talking about? This isn't a book. Can't I just use my own voice? And yes, you can. In fact, I hope you will. The problem is that the minute a lot of authors need to sit down and write a newsletter, they find they can't access their voice. And they start speaking in overly jovial language or swing the other way completely and sound robotic and formal. If this isn't something you struggle with, then listen to the episode just for the fun of it. But if this is you, I've got you covered. Thank you for spending your precious writing time with me, Lou Piccolo at Kidlit Marketing Made Easier. I'm excited that you're growing your audience and I'm honored to be a part of that growth. Would you leave a review? Just scroll down to the bottom of the episode, hit the stars, and write a comment about how this episode has helped you, which helps the podcast get seen by other writers. Thank you for being here and I'll see you next time.